Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just praise you and honor you today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We call on you like never before. We thank you that you are holy God. You are mighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We call on your mighty holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you this morning. We honor you. You are the King of glory. You are holy. You are righteous. You are our soon coming King. Oh, God, we wait on you with great anticipation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for life and abundant life. We thank you for all that you're doing on our behalf this morning. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you this morning. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done already. We come with grateful hearts. Oh, God, we bow down before you. You are awesome and powerful, Lord God. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is power. Oh, God, the name of Jesus is power. There is power in your name. Power in your name. Power in your name. We say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Jesus is all-powerful. Jesus is all-knowing. Grateful are we, oh God, we come with grateful hearts to say thank you this morning, holy God, righteous King, mighty Father, mighty God are you, Lord, holy God, righteous Father, mighty God are you, Lord, nobody greater, nobody holier, you are most powerful God. Nobody is great like you. Nobody is holy like you. Nobody is mighty. Mighty are you. Mighty are the work of your hands, oh God. Mighty are you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty are you, Lord Jesus. Mighty are you. Makushabaka didiaka sheridioko. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Adidioko shebaka didiaka didioko shebaka de. Oh, thank you this morning. You're awesome and powerful. You are the Most High God. We bow low before you, and we thank you for what you're going to do on Bible Storyland. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we call on you, Almighty Father, Almighty God. And, Father, we just come dressed right in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, petitioning you this morning. We thank you that we are aligned with your will. We're your soldiers in your army, in the name of Jesus. And we cast our every care upon you. We thank you that we have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, in the name of Jesus. We call on you this morning, oh God. You are holy, you are righteous, you are mighty in all your ways. Oh, Father God, we ask you to bless us like never before. Bless every family member and their families on Bible Storyland this morning. Meet every need, physical need, spiritual need, oh God, mental need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, physical needs, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we interrupt the plans of Satan and we boomerang every plan, Satan, every plot back to the enemy's camp in Jesus' name. We send the fire of God against the enemy this morning. And so we bless and honor you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland. We have Karen Itell from Houston, Texas, that's going to play a song of praise this morning. What are you going to play, Karen?
Praise him, praise him.
Amen, amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Oh, what a great Redeemer he is. He redeemed us out the hand of the enemy, and he brought us out of captivity. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bind up the enemy that's coming against the line this morning, knocking people off the air. We say no weapon that is formed against us will prosper in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning for what you've done already and what you're about to do. Have your way on Bible Storyland like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah this morning, hallelujah. Hallelujah, have your way, Lord. We surrender all to you. We surrender all to you this morning. Well, good morning, good morning. Today is joyful praise on Bible Storyland. We are praising the Lord. We're giving the King of Kings glory. We're giving him honor. And we are humbling ourselves before the mighty hand of God. We serve a good God, a great God, and he does great things for us, his people, and he loves us with all of his heart, soul, and strength. Today, as I said, is Joyful Praise Day. So our scripture this morning is found in Psalms 121. So if you got your Bibles, you can read along with us. Psalms 121, 1 through 8. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer our feet to be moved. He that keepeth us will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is the shade upon our right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward, even forevermore. Oh, what a blessing it is. His word blesses us on a daily basis. His word strengthens us. So let's look up. Let's look toward heaven. Let's look up where our joy comes from. Our joy comes from heaven above. We don't find joy within ourselves. We got to get it from the Lord. Joy, joy, that deep down joy. Not that surface joy, not that happiness, but that joy that never ends, that eternal joy. That's what we need. God is our divine helper. He's the lifter up of our heads. All of our help comes from God, our Father. He made the heavens and the earth. He makes sure our feet do not slip. He makes sure that we are awake when we need to be awake and sleep when we need to sleep. He watches over us, and he watches over our children and our families. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing on Bible Storyland. You know, he makes sure we don't slip off the path. He fastens our feet, but we got to fasten our eyes on him. We got to keep our eyes fastened on him so our feet won't slip off the path. God neither sleep nor slumber. 24 hours a day, he's awake. And when he's awake, he watches over all of his children. You know, he's mighty. Now, he has billions and billions and billions and billions, his creation in the earth. He's created billions of people, but guess what? His eyes watches over every one of them. He don't take his eyes off of any of us. He knew what you would be doing even this hour. He knew we would be on Bible Storyland this hour. Nothing is secret from our God. He is our divine keeper. He is our divine overshadower. He protects us. He shades our right hand. He is our strength. He makes sure the sun don't burn us up, nor the moon burn us up at night. He preserve us from all evil, all those wicked things. He preserve us from them. He preserve us. He makes sure the enemy does not exact upon us to destroy us. He is the bishop of our souls. When we leave home, while we're out, and when we come back, he protects us. He is constantly with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He orders our steps. Job 14:16 says, Job says, for now thou numberest our steps. You watch over our sin. You watch over us so that we will not sin. Our transgressions are sealed up in a bag, and you sowest up our iniquity. What a great God we serve. He numbers our steps. He watch over our sin. He makes sure our transgressions are sealed up in a bag, and he sows up our iniquity. What a great God we serve. God is our safe place. He protects us morning, and noon, and night. He protects our going in and our coming out in America, in every city, in every state, in every nation. Murders, violence, hideous crimes, and so on. He protects us from those things. So let's praise God for the good and the bad. You know that song says, we'll praise him for the good and bad. No matter what we go through, we're going to praise him. So it is praising time this morning. Pastor Donna Hawkins is with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. This mighty woman of God that God put on our path. Oh, she's a great, mighty woman of God. You know, the Lord says, to whom much is given, much is required. So much is required of her. Much is required of her. I can imagine someday she said, Lord, how am I going to get it all? But her personal testimony is, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. It is so wonderful to hear your voice.
You too.
Well, thank you. This week has been full. Today is full. Tomorrow is full. But I thank God that we're able to do what he wants us to do.
Amen, amen. He's a great God. He's our Father.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, what are you going to sing this morning on Bible Storyland?
I'm going to sing We've Come This Far by Faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and we keep trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Lean on the Lord. Trusting in his holy word, he's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged. Troubles in your life, for he'll bear your burden and move all misery and strife. That's why we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Trusting in his holy word, he's never failed me yet.
Hallelujah. We come this far by faith. We ain't come this far on our own accord. We come this far by faith, and we must lean on the Lord. We can't lean to our own understanding. It will fail us every time. You ever thought something, and then you say, uh-oh, I thought the wrong thing, or I thought this was that way and this was that the other way? So we thank God for Pastor Donna Hawkins in Paducah, Kentucky, who knows how to get a praise through. Today is Joyful Praise Day. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, too, you and your husband. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to your husband speaking again soon. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Just asking.
I will. Hallelujah. Well, we got Jackie Travis, her cousin. She lives in Jacksonville now. She's originally from Paducah, Kentucky, but she lives in Jacksonville. She takes care of the senior citizens. And I tell you what, last Saturday she had a great woman of God on singing God's praises. So we thank God for Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
I'm okay, darling. I'm doing good today. I'm on the way to work again. Thank God for that. I heard my cousin sing. I came in on the end of her song. She was singing. My favorite song. We come this far by faith.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm...
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, not that I was going to say anything. Today you said it was Joyful Praise Day, huh?
It is.
That's wonderful. I was going to sing one of my mother's favorite songs. I decided to make Jesus my choice.
Amen.
That was my mother's favorite song. She used to love to sing that song.
All right.
Would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold, but these things that they treasure and forget about their soul, I decided to make Jesus my choice. 'Cause you know the road is rough and the going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind, I decided to make Jesus my choice. 'Cause you know the road is rough, and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. And I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind, I decided to make Jesus my choice. Amen.
Thank you so much, Jack. You know what? We choose all kind of things. We choose cell phones. We choose DVDs. We choose the TV. We choose our friends. We choose all kind of things. But you know what? Her mother was a wise woman because her mother chose Jesus. And I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. So I thank God.
Thank you. I'm going to work now, so I won't be on as much. But hey, pray for my mom, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Pray for my patients and pray for my family.
All right.
Pray for me and my family. Thank you.
All righty, we got you.
Okay, bless y'all.
Bless you, too. Yes, Lord. I thank God for Jackie. I thank God for her cousin, Donna Hawkins. And I thank God for each of you. You all are a blessing in my life. I thank God for putting you all in my path, in my life. You all are awesome, and I thank God that you know the name of Jesus. You've decided to make Jesus your choice. What a wise choice. So as we continue on this morning, We've got Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play another song of praise and worship this morning and blessing the Lord. What are you going to play?
All right.
Going to play.
How about we do, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Oh, now, hallelujah, that's it. Love that song. Yeah, I decided to follow Jesus. You know, we make a lot of decisions in life. We don't always know how to choose, but when we choose Jesus, he helps us to stay on the path and to make wise choices. So I thank the Lord this morning for each of you. We have our special guest, Miss Ludell, on with us this morning. Good morning, Miss Ludell. How you doing, Miss Ludell?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
All right. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me. You were talking to somebody else. But we're glad you're on this morning. She lives in Applin, Georgia.
Yes. Yes.
You going to sing for us this morning, Miss Ludell?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Leaning on everlasting arm.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Amen.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Wait a while.
No, no, we want you to sing it right now.
Okay, okay, I'm ready.
All right.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, well, I'm safe and secure from all alone. Well, I'm leaning, oh yes, I'm just leaning on the everlasting. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting. Well, I'm leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning. Well, I'm safe and secure from all along. Well, I'm leaning, Lord, I'm leaning. Well, I'm leaning on the everlasting. Well, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning. Well, I'm safe and secure from all along. Well, I'm leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning. Lord, I'm leaning on the everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Liddell, we are all grateful when you come on. You just make our day. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
You know, Miss Liddell is our youngest person on here. She's almost 94 now. She's pushing 94. But I thank the Lord. She learned how to lean on Jesus.
Yes,
she quit trying to lean on her husband. She quit trying to lean on her family. But she learned on Jesus. She learned that his arms are powerful. His arms are everlasting. And his arms, when she's in his arms, oh, my God, she is safe and secure in his arms. Nothing like the arms of Jesus.
Yes.
So we got to lean, and his arms are everlasting. You know, he said when your father and your mother forsake you, he'll take you up. You know, we got to learn wisdom, lean on his everlasting arms. Well, as we continue on, we have Minister Stacy Holman on this morning. I was blessed to see her and the girls last night, Jabria and Bianca. Boy, they are growing up. Beautiful girls. Great mom. I thank God for them. They live here in Jacksonville, Florida. We went to a tent meeting last night. And I tell you what, most powerful. Most powerful. I went there about three different times, and every time the Lord showed up. But last night, he showed himself mighty. So I for Minister Stacy. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless
you. God is good.
Amen, amen. I tell you, it was some powerful women out there last night. We ministered to a man who got great deliverance. So we thank God. What are you going to sing this morning, Minister Stacy?
Amen. Searched all over. Nobody greater.
Okay, nobody greater. Children up this morning, or are they still sleeping?
They sleeping.
I don't blame them. I know I didn't get home to about 1 o'clock last night from that tent meeting.
Me too. Hey man, it was powerful.
Yes, it was.
Amen.
All right, nobody's greater.
Search all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody's greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater than you. Your name is above all names. Your worthy of our my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all name. Your name is above all name. Your works be above my praise. Works be above my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody, nobody's greater. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Your name is above all names. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all my praise. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hand. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, still can't find nobody. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody, nobody's greater, nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Hallelujah. Nobody greater.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that was awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Stacy. I thank God for you. She's a powerful, mighty woman of God. And I tell you what, she is a praise and a worshiper. Minister Stacy knows how to worship the Lord. Praise him. So she's saying, nobody's greater. Now, you know, we could go from California to Florida, from Florida to California, from Maine to New Hampshire, all over. And then we could go to South America, North America, Europe, all these places. But we're not going to find anybody greater. Many of us are searching for something.
No.
But when we search for God and when we find him, we'll realize, ain't nobody greater than our God.
Okay.
When we hear his name, oh, my God, you can hear his name in every continent. People worship God in every continent. They know God in every continent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are many people who don't know God yet, but it's so many that know him, and they know that he's greater than everybody. He is most powerful. Nobody's greater than our Creator.
Yes, sir.
You know what? When you decide to follow Jesus, you'll decide, you'll learn that there's nobody greater.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn to lean on his everlasting arms, my God, oh, my God, nothing like being in the arms of Jesus. That's our safety net. That's our protection. And I tell you what, when you decide to choose Jesus, you made a wise choice, a wise choice. And on the path, you know, we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. And when we walk by faith, not by sight.
That's right.
We got to walk by faith. Some people say, but I don't see that. You don't need to see it. You're not supposed to see it. We're walking by faith. Faith, you know, when you walk by faith, you ever seen a blind person? They stop at a traffic light and they have their cane or their CNI dog and they wait. They wait and they listen. We gotta be like blind people. We are blinded to the things of the world, but we got to see God as he is. We got to see him. Because I tell you what, nobody's greater than our God.
Nobody.
I thank the Lord for praise day to day. I have an announcement to make. Gantling Family Daycare Home is open now. We are a faith-based learning institution. We will help parents train up their children in the way they should go, Proverbs 22. We welcome children of all nationalities. All national. We assist children in achieving their highest potential. Gantling Family Daycare's mission, our mission, is to educate children from all over the world to be successful spiritually, academically, and socially, to help children become good citizens that respect, honor, and obey the laws of the land, to become self-disciplined, responsible young people. Our academic program is Christian-based and will teach the whole child. So I thank God for Gantling Family Daycare Home. It's now open. We're filling up quick. Yesterday I gave out several forms of registration, so we'll be getting those back. We have room, and we have room, they say, for 10 children, but I plan on taking 6, 7, 8 children. So call me up. The number is 904-768-5008. So I thank God for family daycare. You know God is powerful. He gives you the desires of your heart, and he works out everything for us.
Everything.
Yes, he does. So we are grateful to the Most High God. Today is joyful praise day. Job said, I have not turned back from him. I desire the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. We love the word of God, and today our speaker is from Ohio, where I went to high school, Middletown, Ohio. I went to high school, junior high and high school there. She's a pastor. She and her husband pastor New Hope, New Era Baptist Church. She's a wise woman of God. She's an intercessor. She is a woman of God who trusts in the Lord. She knows how to trust in the Lord now. She's made Jesus her choice. She stands in the gap for others. So I thank God for this wise, mighty woman of God who's leaning on his everlasting arm. She decided to follow Jesus a long time ago. So she's no stranger to Bible Storyland. She's been on many times. Her name is Pastor Tori Cope. Good morning, Pastor Tori. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're so happy to be with us this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a, thank you so much for the opportunity, and also congratulations on your daycare. We continue to lift God, lift you up as you continue to pursue the desires of your heart and owning your own school.
Amen. Thank you. Well, ready for
You ready for the word? Okay. Okay, so today's word, in honor of a joyful praise day, we're going to be talking about worship, and our scripture would come from Psalms 96 and 9. We're going to be looking at the first part of that that talks about worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness, the first part of that. And what we're going to be talking about is worship, the definition of worship, the character of worship, and what worship actually produces. And so as we continue to expound on how we can become closer and closer to the Lord, we thank God for all of the things that he has done for us. Let us go to the throne in grace. Dear Father God, we come to you this day, and we thank you, Lord, for Bible Land, and we pray, Storyland, Father God, and we pray right now, Lord, that you will continue to move mightily with the people that are listening, Father God. I pray right now, Lord, that the word that is brought forth, Father God, will be received, Father God, and, Lord, that they will be able to use it, Lord, to uplift your kingdom. I pray right now, Lord, that my flesh die, Lord, and the spirit come forth, that I will hear what you would have us to hear, what you would have me to say, Father God, and Lord, that you would bless this word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So as we look at the word of worship, we wonder what worship is all about. And worship has a lot of different connotations, and a lot of different people have different opinions about what the word worship means. But worship, according to after I've been researching and looking at some of the information, worship is basically to honor with extravagant love and extreme submission. And this is what the definition was stated in a dictionary term. So, and I just took the liberty of taking this and changing it just a little bit and saying, worship is to honor with extravagant love and extreme submission to God. And the thing that sets us apart as Christians from people who just tend to come to church on a regular basis, but not necessarily have a relationship. Worship is a relation when we have a relationship with God. A person who is in relationship with God is going to have more of a call to worship Him and to be a worshiper. Worship is actually a conduit to the presence of the Lord. And so as we look at the fact that worship is a conduit, the word conduit means a channel. So when we worship, it brings us into the presence of God. And when we are into the presence of God, God does wonderful things. God gives us guidance. Worship can bring about guidance. Worship can bring about wisdom. Worship can bring about peace. Worship can bring about supernatural strength in situations. I don't know about any of you, but I have my own levels of worship where sometimes I go into a deeper inner worship. And those are times when I am going through a lot of different things or things like that. And every time that I have done that, and I've spent, everybody has their own way of doing that. Some people might just go into complete song and have just this level of song and a remembrance of different types of songs. But when I do it, I use YouTube and I go to different songs that bless me. And one of the songs that I'm reminded of is by Kirk Carr, which is Every Mountain, and it talks about, you know, just reminding me. And I listen to that song about 3 or 4 times, and then I'll listen to another song that puts me into that mode. And I just begin to just worship God and just thank Him for who He is. And every time that I go into that inner deep worship like that, God, all presence, always comes to me. He always gives me that wisdom, that peace of knowing that everything is going to be all right. So the call of a worshiper, the person who worships, is a person who knows that God is there for them, and that through this is this channel, this is the conduit, this is the channel that we can reach when we move into the presence of God. And I'm sure that you all are familiar. You can't hear me? I said, I'm sure, can you hear me now?
No, I'm sorry, that wasn't me, that was the noise in the background. I can hear you clear, we can hear you clearly.
Oh, okay then, I'm sorry. And then it is that when we, when you are in the at church and you go through praise and worship, after you've gone through the praise and worship, God pours out His presence during those times. So worship is basically a channel in which we seek God, and then He responds by giving us the presence of God. Now, some of the things that, and one of the things that I believe God honors those who are worshipers, because it takes a lot to have, it's easy to worship God when things are going well, but when things are not going well, and so worshipers, they are, even though they may be dealing with various circumstances, when they're joyful, they're worshiping. When they're in pain, they're worshiping. When they're confusion, they worship God. And when there's order, they worship God. When they have anxiety or when they have peace, or when they have their plans that they have, that they know what God wants them to do, but for whatever reason have not been manifested. But a person who worships God continues to worship God. but a person who completely just begins to complain and things like that is not necessarily worshiping God. So worshiping God is, no matter what is going on in your life, you're going to worship God. Now, the character of a worshiper is a person who is humble. I know that many of you probably, when it, whatever setting you go into, whatever church you go into, because typically when people are removed from their own church setting, they don't necessarily worship God in the same sense. But a true worshiper, no matter where they go, if they feel moved by the Holy Spirit to stand up and they hear a song or they hear the word, they're going to stand up regardless. That means they have humbled themselves. They have come to the point to say, you know what, I don't care what anybody says, because it's not about them, it's about God. And so as a result of that, they stand for God no matter what anyone says, no matter if everybody's looking at them like they're crazy or whatever is going on. But they have humbled themselves. So that is a true character of what a worshiper is to be humbled, so that you understand that you are taking the risk in worshiping God in front of other people. And God sees that, and God honors the fact that you have taken the risk to say, you know what, I'm going to praise you, I'm going to worship you, I'm going to stand and give you adoration, I'm going to give you love, I'm going to give you extravagant love and support, because I know you are awesome. And that's what the character of a worshiper is. A character of a worshiper is a person who tends to repent easily. They know when they have been wrong, or they may not even realize that they're wrong, but when God brings it to their attention, they immediately repent. And the purpose for being able to repent easily as part of the character of a worshiper is that it prevents the worshiper from obtaining the spirit of pride, and it also prevents the worshiper from being able to having a wall built up with sin and things like that. And so as a result of having the character of worship, the characteristics of worship, a person wants to be able to repent easily. So we want to remain humble. We want to repent easily as it relates to being a worshiper. And then another thing that is the characteristics of a worshiper is discipline, meaning to set aside time each day as much as possible, because there are many times when things get a little busy in our life, and perhaps we may not set aside time every single day, but if we come to God, but perhaps we might set aside 10 minutes one day, but then the next day we spend an hour, 2 hours with the Lord. And I just believe that we serve a God who is not looking at us to follow all of these rules, but God is looking at us to have a genuine heart, and he knows our heart. And so if we are disciplined and continuously looking to him, reading and studying his word, I believe that's what God honors. So to be disciplined. So I guess the point that I'm really trying to make, as a worshiper, we do want to come to God and we want to worship him and we want to study his word, but we are not to be this type of person where we go weeks and weeks and weeks without studying the word of God, because that will affect our worship. That will reflect our ability to give him extreme love and admiration. And so as we examine the characteristics of a worshiper, we know that we have to remain humble, to repent easily, and also to be disciplined. And the other thing that we want to do is that we want to be a prayer warrior. So in the Word of God, it says in Colossians 4:2, to continue steadfast in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. And so as we look at the words that we have, we know that when we are prayerful and we are steadfast with our praying and our worship, that God is going to move mightily. And so the other characteristic is that we want to make sure that we are obedient to God and obedient to God's word and obedient to what he told us. And in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, you will find in the first 13 verses, you will find the blessings, and also it goes all the way to around 26 verses. I think the blessings are first, and what God will bless us with when we are obedient. And then comes along the curses. So we want to be obedient to God. We want to be obedient to him and to do his word. And so as we reflect and look over Psalms, the 96th chapter, the 52nd chapter, I'm sorry, 96th chapter and the 9th verse, we want to remember that we want to worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. We want to remember that what worship actually is, to giving honor, love, and admiration to God for who he is, the fact that he has brought us from such a long way, and so many of us have gone through so many trials and tribulations that God has just done so much for us. And then when we begin to reflect on how other people's lives and how we realize how much better it is for us than what it is for some people, and when we begin to think about how God moves mightily and how sometimes when God just gives you that small little a blessing of knowing that he is looking out for you. It may be $100 that you didn't even expect to come your way. It may be someone sending special compliment to you and that you didn't even expect. And so as a result of that, we give him the worship. We give him the honor. We give him the glory. We give him the worth. We give him the praise in worshiping him. So that's what worship is all about. And we remember that worship is a conduit, is a channel to the presence of God. And with his presence brings about peace and love and strength. And then we remember the characteristics that as a worshiper that we want to strive for. We want to be humble. We want to repent easily. We want to be a prayer warrior. We want to be disciplined, and we want to be obedient, because in all of everything that we're going through, the goal for us is to deal with the challenges and the trials and tribulations that we have as we minister and as we bring other people to Christ. And that is what worship is. Worship is about doing what we need to do for God, and he will bring about his presence in our life to give us the strength to continue to move forward and give others the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Joyce. I got it. Can somebody put their phone on mute? A little echo in the back. For each of you this morning, that was a powerful message, a very powerful message. I'm going to, I don't know where that echo is coming from, but if you could put your phone on mute, that would help a lot. All right, she talked about worship. My God, that was awesome. You know, that's why I don't do enough worship to the Lord. I pray a lot, sing to the Lord, but I really don't get into his presence enough. In his presence enough. And in his presence, the word says, in his presence is fullness of joy. And, you know, she talked about us being a conduit, a channel. You know, you could go to church every Sunday, but, you know, she was saying about if we need a relationship with God. When you have a relationship with God, you worship him. You humble yourself before his mighty hand, and you discipline yourself. You set aside time where, you know, every day. She said it may not be the same time, maybe 15 minutes here, maybe an hour here, 2 hours here, 30 minutes here. But we discipline the Lord. And we, you know, God looks at the heart, how genuine we are. You know, we sometimes try to fool each other. Oh, yeah, girl, you know, I did this here and I did that and I did the other. But we can't fool God. He knows our heart better than we do. Look at Judas. He said, okay, do what you're going to do quickly. Judas, like, what you talk about? Sometimes we don't know our heart. But we ask God to search our heart as we worship him and come closer to him. So I thank Pastor Tori for that mighty word. She said we got to be obedient and prayer warriors. So I thank the Lord for the powerful word. She always come with a powerful word. Maybe they got something special over there in Middletown, Ohio. I don't know. But I thank God for the word this morning. It was most powerful. Well, you know, salvation is essential. Salvation is essential. That's what gets us to have a relationship with God. If you're not saved, you're not going to have a relationship with God now. If you're not saved, it's impossible for you to have a relationship with God. But when you get saved and you say, oh, my God, look what I've been missing. I've been missing having a relationship with God. I've been missing worshiping him. So we got to worship and praise the Lord like never before. Anybody on the line who's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Well, praise the Lord. I believe everybody's saved on Bible Storyland this morning. But you know what? When we get saved, we got to spread the word. Then go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. We got to tell other people. You know, if you get a friend bring you a present, you just telling everybody about that present. Well, God is the present that we need. And he is the one who we worship and praise. So we got to tell everybody. You know how you were when you first got saved? You go like, girl, I got saved. Jesus saved me. Oh, my God, I didn't know it was so great. We just be talking about the Lord. So we got to continue on sharing about our first love. We got to keep our first love as our first love. You know, we sometimes take Jesus for granted. We put him on the back burner. I don't know about you, but I do it. I say, okay, well, now as soon as I get through cooking, I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to praise God. Well, as soon as I come back from the store, I'm going to praise God. You know, it's always something. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go text so-and-so, and then I'm going to praise God. Oh, let me go call so-and-so. Oh, let me go out here. You know, we always push into the back burner. I don't know about you, but that's what I do. So I repent, Lord God, and I ask you to bring me to a place of worshiping you, spending time in your presence, enough time. You know, I pray, but I got to spend enough time worshiping him. So I thank God for that message. He was reminding me, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. And she talks from Psalms 96, sing a new song. So we got to, you know, we got to continually praise. Now, you know, Revelations 2:4 says, nevertheless, I somewhat have an ought against you because you left your first love. You backslidden from me. That's what I did. I backslid, and I'm like, oh, my God. Look, the whole day passed. It's 12 o'clock tonight, and I still didn't worship God. Oh, Lord, I'm tired tonight. I'm going to get up and worship you in the morning. No. We got to spend time in his presence so we won't grow cold. We got to keep the fire burning for God. So I thank God it's testimony time. Anybody got a testimony they want to share? Press 1. If you already pressed 1, if you already said something, you're on live. Testimony time. Anybody got a testimony? Brother David usually on, but I don't see him on right now.
Hey, amen. I have a testimony for Jesus. It's not big, but amen.
All right, Minister Stacy, go right ahead.
Okay. I had, I guess it was Thursday or Friday, it was raining. My children were home by themselves, and it was raining. They texted me. And I was able to call my nephew. He went over there and got him. And then he just cooked. He went home and cooked some meal, spaghetti with shrimp in it. It was so good. Boy, he just blessed us. I just thank God that he was there at the right time. So I just praise God for that.
Amen. That was testimony.
Yes.
Nothing like having family to go and take care of family. Hallelujah.
Yes, he was right at the right time. I hadn't called him, and he was home. So he's eight, and he'd never been to my house before, so he was able to find them, get them, take them with him, and feed them. Got some food for him. I mean, when I got over there, he hadn't cooked a big old pot, and I brought my pot, so I had like almost a pot was full of what I had and took home to eat. So I was just blessed that day. And it's
I know that.
God is good, so I just thank God for that. He was right, because I worry about my baby.
I know you
all
do.
The time.
Yes,
so I just thank him.
God is taking care of them. Those are beautiful girls. You are so blessed to have three beautiful children. I've not met her son yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. More testimony. Thank you, Minister Stacy. That was an awesome testimony about the power of love and how family love one another and take care of each other. Testimony time. Press 1. All right, no more testimonies. Well, last night
well, my
I went
son
to
be,
oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
My son will be starting Edward Waters College. He's going to be starting in August. He's going to be playing
Amen.
Football. He's going for correction office.
All right.
Starting in August.
Thank you, Minister
Stacy. I'm going to keep repeating myself. I'm sorry.
No problem. All right, we're moving right along. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. Prayer time. If you have a prayer request, press 1. If you've already been on, state your prayer request. Well, I have Minister Donna Hawkins. I have Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, and the Hawkins family. And for Jackie, I have Jackie's family and her patients. Anybody else? Minister Stacy's son going to Edward
yep.
Waters College.
And me, pray for me. I'll be finishing school in October.
All right. What are you going? What are you finishing in?
Health Service Administrator.
Health Service Administrator. Hallelujah. Amen.
For Lady Ellen, her family, and the belief family who just lost a loved one.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me, Mr. Dale?
I say for Lou Dale and her family and a friend family that going through bereavement now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. I said it.
Yes, ma'am. All right, hold on. Someone else press 1. This is my good friend in Jacksonville, my prayer partner, Sister Annette. Good morning, Sister Annette. How are you? Sister Annette, you press 1. I can't hear you. Hello, Sister Annette?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Well, praise God. Thank God for you, Sister G, and thank God for your ministry. I wanted to ask for prayer for myself, my family. I'm having some sleeping difficulties. I was wondering if you could pray for me regarding that. And a closer walk with God. And I thank God for the word this morning about worship. And I think it was a cry for me to get back to my rightful place with God. So I thank God for the ministry, and I'm just grateful this morning. So I appreciate your prayers.
Amen. Thank God for you. She's my prayer partner. I thank God for her being on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. All right, anybody else? Prayer request.
Just for me and my family, and pray for my sister Pam and Pearl. And we just lost my aunt. So pray for that, the family. And just pray for my husband. Just pray. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Ms.
Amen. That's fine. Amen. God bless.
Anybody else? Prayer request.
I have a major need. I need finances. You can pray for that.
Okay.
All right.
Hallelujah. Let's see. I believe Pastor Tori's still on with us. Pastor Tori, you still there? All right. I know she's busy. Got a busy day ahead. Well, I'm going to lift up these prayer requests this morning. Anybody else got a prayer request? Hallelujah. Moko shabaka didi yoko didi akashe didi yoko didi akashe didi. We serve a great God, an awesome King. You are mighty in all your ways. You are holy in all your ways. No God greater, no God holier than you, Lord God. We come to worship you this morning. We come to praise you and honor you today on Joyful Praise Day, O God. We give you glory and praise, O God. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. Your name is Prince of Peace. We call on you as Prince of Peace. We call on you as Abba Father. We call on you as our Shepherd and our Lord. Lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. And Father, we thank you for Minister Donna Hawkins and her family, O God. Lord, you know she has much on her plate every day, O God. But, Lord, you are giving her strength like never before. Strengthen her even more, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I thank you that she's bathed in prayer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, she is layered in prayer that her husband and her family pray for her daily, even for her ministry. We lift up the church, oh, God, that you have given her, oh, God, to be the shepherd over, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that you are her shepherd and she shall not want. Strengthen her like never before, oh, God. Oh, God, give her the tongue of the learned, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as she bring forth the word. Oh, God, let it be a ready word, an on-time word to bring your people to higher levels and deeper depths, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for Mother Newsom and Mother Hawkins and the entire Hawkins family, oh, God. We bring them before you, Father God, and we leave them at your feet, every care, every concern they have, we leave it at your feet, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you for family. We lift up Jackie Travis and her husband and the girl, her daughters, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for meeting every need, even her patients, Lord God. I thank you for every patient, every elderly person, oh God, every patient she take care of, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for a healing hands in Jackie. She touch her patients, oh God. Oh God, it'll be a touch from you, Father. I thank you for her dwelling in the secret place of you, O Most High, abiding under your shadow. Almighty Jackie will say of you, Lord, you are her refuge, you are her fortress, my God. She will trust in you like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for bringing Jackie to a higher level, a higher trust level in you, Lord God. Every need met, oh God, in the name of Jesus, drawing the family closer with you, closer with each other, oh God, a closer walk with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for Minister Stacy. And, Lord, I thank you that you are doing great and mighty things. She trusted in you for her home. So, Father God, she's trusting in you that you would take care of her son. Oh, God, as he go away to college, but yet in the same city, as he go, as he walk to school, keep him safe. As he's in classes, keep him safe. Keep him alert, oh, God. Give him that learning anointing, the capacity to learn more and more and more, particularly about you, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for his Bible, oh God, in the name of Jesus, him opening up the word and reading what Solomon told his son in Proverbs. His son, oh God, in the name of Jesus, don't go the way of the wicked man, but go the way of the godly man. Don't choose evil, but choose good. And don't go the way of those women that will lead you to hell. But I thank you that her son, oh God, it will be going towards you. He will keep his eyes fixed on you as he go to school every day. Oh God, his mind will be on you as he study. His mind will be on you. Give him a completious anointing to complete his schooling. Every class, I decree and declare that he will be able to focus, concentrate, and make top grades. In the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare every year, freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year, oh, God, even graduate school, oh, God, will be his portion in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for all of
Minister Stacy's family, her Pearl, Pam. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, give her increase financially. And, Lord, we ask you to be with the family and comfort the family in their time of bereavement in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Ms. Ludell. I thank you for her family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for our cousin, her niece, Mary Jean, who's gone through trials and tribulations, oh, God. I thank you for their healing going forth for her and her son. In the name of Jesus, her sons, oh, God, and her family. I thank you for a family who loves one another, oh, God. I thank you for strengthening Ms. Ludell, even as she take care of her son, Paige, and do her chores around the house, oh, God. I bind the enemy who would try to come against her. I decree and declare, oh, God, that she will always be upright, alert mind, keeping her mind fixed on you, oh, God. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for the legacy that she's leaving for her family, that they will come closer, just the closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is her plea. And so, Father, we lift up the family who lost a family member.
Yeah.
Oh, God, in the name we bind up division, strife. We decree and declare peace. Jehovah Shalom in the family, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you for Sister Annette, my prayer partner, oh, God. We lift her family up before you, her son and his wife and the grands, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare peace. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for sound, sweet sleep for her. I thank you for exercise, plenty of water, oh, God. I thank you for much worship, much praise for her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for showing her what it is that's keeping her awake. Any physical abnormalities, we decree and declare them gone right now. We thank you for that healing coming. You said you would give your servant sweet sleep, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove toxins from her body, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for an atmosphere of praise in the room where she sleeps, oh, God, an atmosphere, oh, God, of worship and praise and glory, giving you glory, giving you praise and thanksgiving. And, Lord, as we're about to close on Bible Storyland, I thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do for each one of us and what you're going to do for our families. Oh, Father God, we thank you for giving us a worshiper's anointing, that we will worship you and praise you and get so caught up, Lord God, that hours will pass. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for us fasting and praising, worshiping you like never before. And, Lord, even those who didn't even speak on Bible Storyland, I lift them up before you. And I thank you, Father God, for your peace, that kind of peace that passes all human understanding for each and every person, oh, God. So we bless and honor you. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. We worship you in the beauty of holiness. What a great God you are. What an awesome King you are. And I thank you, Father God, that you have been faithful to Bible Storyland. We honor you as your majesty. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, that strength and beauty and honor go before you, oh, God. You are clothed in majesty, oh, God. Oh, God, we give unto you glory and praise. We give unto you glory and praise due to your holy name. Oh, God, we give you honor, honor, honor. We reverence you. You are mighty King. You an awesome God. You are the one true and living Father. Oh, God, I thank you this morning for what you've done and what you're going to do on Bible Storyland for each and every person, even as we go throughout our day. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you are awesome King, a mighty God. And Father, I thank you that we have come this far by faith, leaning on you, oh, God, not upon our own understanding, oh, God. And, Father, I thank you that we all made the choice to follow you. In the name of Jesus, we decided a long time ago that we would not turn back. Oh, God, though nobody go with us, we will follow you. In the name of Jesus, and, Father, we already know that there's nobody greater, nobody greater. We searched and we searched and we looked everywhere, but we can't find nobody greater, nobody greater. And, Father God, I thank you that we are leaning on your everlasting arm, that arm with strength, that arm, Lord God, oh, God, that where we can wrap up, oh, God, you wrap us in your loving arms, oh, God. We thank you for the strength, oh, God, and we are, as we're in your arms, we find peace. As we're in your arms, we find sweet sleep. As we're in your arms, we find rest. As we're in your arms, we thank you, Lord God. We find strength, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. We just thank you for what you're doing. Every care that we have, we cast it upon you. because you care for us. Oh, God, even the unspoken requests, we lift them up before you, and we say, thank you, Lord. We thank you for our families, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. We bind the enemy who bring division, oh, God, and we thank you for unity, peace, and love in our families. We thank you for closeness, but most of all, we love you, oh, Lord, our first love. Let not our fire go low or burn out. Oh, God, we come repenting before you because, Lord, many times we put you on the back burner. We keep saying we're going to praise you later. We're going to worship you later. And you are so tolerant. You are so faithful. No matter how we act, you still love us. But, Lord, I thank you for chastising us, oh, God. Oh, God, you said do not despise chastisement because you chastise those whom you love. So, Father, we thank you. We honor you and we bless you today. We thank you for Bible Storyland and their family, every family and their members of their family and their neighbors. Oh, God, send peace in our neighbors, in our neighborhood. We honor and bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I love each of you today. And I want to tell you that God loves you more than I have the capacity to love you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Don't forget to worship and praise the Lord on a daily basis. Don't forget to tell the Lord thy God what a great God he is, what a mighty, and he is merciful. Merciful. Yes. We can't make it without his mercy. And he gives us grace. He gives us peace. So I look forward to speaking to each of you next Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I look forward to hearing from you. The number is 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love you. I already know God loves you more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you.